Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. On behalf of our congregation, thank you for joining us today.
In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. I love lighthouses. There's just something special about them to me. I love to photograph them, especially at dusk or dawn. What's interesting to me about lighthouses is that although they are often architecturally very plain, and there's usually nothing special about their location or setting, they serve an incredibly vital purpose. I guess you could say that they are humble. They're not trying to show off. They're not standing there on the rocky coast saying, "Hey, everyone, look at me." They're just doing their job, cutting through the darkness, warning ships away from danger, and guiding them safely to harbor. That's what Jesus had in mind when he told his disciples to let their light shine. Right before this verse, Jesus calls his followers the light of the world, not a light, the light. That's a pretty big responsibility. But then he gives this simple instruction, just let your light shine. Don't hide it under a basket. Don't dim it down because you're worried what people might think. Just let it do what light naturally does. We overcomplicate this sometimes. We hear, let your light shine, and immediately start worrying about whether we're spiritual enough or whether people will think we're being preachy or whether we even have a light worth shining in the first place. But here's the thing. Your light isn't your perfection. It's not your theology degree or your ability to quote scripture. Your light is simply love in action. It's holding the door for someone whose hands are full. It's showing up with a casserole when your neighbor is going through chemo. It's treating the server at the restaurant like a human being rather than a machine. Jesus says that when we do these things, people see our good deeds and glorify our Father in heaven. Notice he doesn't say that they'll glorify us. They see past our imperfect, bumbling selves and catch a glimpse of something bigger, something divine. And that's the paradox of Christian living. The more authentically we serve others, the less it becomes about us and the more it points to God. Like that lighthouse, we're not trying to draw attention to ourselves. We're trying to help people navigate safely through whatever storm they're facing. And you know what's interesting? Jesus assumes that we already have this light. He doesn't say, if you get your act together, maybe someday you can shine. He says, let your light shine. It's already there. God's already put it in you. The question isn't whether you have light to offer the world. The question is whether you're going to let it out or not. So today, look for simple ways to shine. Smile at the person pumping gas next to you. Text a friend who's been on your mind. Leave an encouraging note for someone who needs it. Be generous with your patience, your time, and your attention. Because in a world that can feel pretty dark sometimes, people are looking for lighthouses. They're looking for someone who points them toward hope, toward love, and toward home. Father, thank you for placing your light within us. Give us the courage to let it shine naturally and authentically, so others might find their way to you. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Cliff McCartney.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.